This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on affordable care gap is hitting black and Hispanic adults the hardest. I'm not going to say that we're not making progress because enrollment under the Affordable Care Act continues to increase despite opposition. On the other hand, there's no way not to be disappointed and outraged about the millions of uninsured adults that are caught in the gap between politicians and good public health policy because of the failure to expand coverage to all states in the country. The Kaiser Foundation released a report on what the people look like that are caught in the gap, and unsurprisingly, they are disproportionately non-white, black, and brown. Overall, more than 4 in 10, 41% of uninsured adults of color would be eligible for Medicaid based on income, immigration status, and age if all states adopted the Medicaid expansion, comparable to the share of white uninsured adults who would be eligible. If all states expanded Medicaid, nearly 6 in 10, 57% of uninsured black adults would be eligible, but only about a third of uninsured Hispanic adults, reflecting the fact that a greater share would not qualify based on their immigration status. This isn't pretty at all, and of course, it's life and death. The southern states is where most of the damage is done, and given their size, the worst of it is obviously in Texas, Florida, and North Carolina. As Kaiser says, overall, more than half, 53% of poor adults in the coverage gap reside in just three states, including Texas, 26%, Florida, 18%, and North Carolina, 10%. However, this distribution of people in the gap across states varies by racial and ethnic group. For example, 4 in 10, 42% of the 1.6 million uninsured poor white adults in the coverage gap reside in Florida, 20%, North Carolina, 11%, and Texas, 10%, while nearly half, 47% of the 1 million uninsured poor black adults in the coverage gap reside in Texas, 18%, Florida, 14%, and Georgia, 14%. Among Hispanics, more than 8 in 10, 81% of the 900,000 million uninsured poor adults at the coverage gap reside in just two states, with 6 in 10, 61% in Texas, and 1 in 5, 20% in Florida. It makes me wonder how Republican candidates for president can pretend that they might want to increase their share of Hispanic votes in the case of Bush and Rubio in Florida and Cruz in Texas when they have not advocated expansion of care. What says Rand Paul from Kentucky, where care has been expanded, and he's trying to position himself to get more black votes? Is he going to step up for expansion? We could go down the list of the Republican hopefuls. Scott Walker of Wisconsin and Bobby Jindal of Louisiana are clear on their call to let my people die. But how about Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, who had his own health care plan once upon a time? Expansion for all should be a litmus test for voters in 2016, just as firmly as has been a litmus test for the opposition in Congress for the last half dozen years. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.